everybody. This is Kristen Rodriguez with the Health Plan Alliance, and I'm hosting today's roundtable discussion, which is one that we scheduled upon the request of some of our members at our recent risk management value visit. Folks who attended that meeting said that they may find value in having a standing roundtable discussion focused on IT and security. And so we scheduled the first one today as a kickoff to kind of explore that idea, talk through who we think the peer group may be, and explore what proposed frequency we might like. So we don't have an agenda for today's conversation. We also don't have any slides. It is just an open discussion. I'm going to go through a few housekeeping items, and then I'm actually going to unmute everyone's line because it's a lot easier to have a discussion when you're not on mute. So let me run through those housekeeping items just to remind folks of kind of the do's and don'ts before I take everyone off mute. So I'm going to head over to the next slide here, which has a little bit more detail on those housekeeping best practices. So I am, as I said, about to take everyone off of mute, which does mean that any background noise that's going on, if you have a group in a conference room that's gathered around a table, we're definitely going to pick that up. And if you're someone who's going to be multitasking a little bit, maybe typing or going through your email while you're listening to the call today, that's completely fine, of course. And just ask that you go ahead and use your mute button the good old-fashioned way in order to make sure that that background noise is at a minimum. So you'll see here on the housekeeping slide that we have up that we do have a way to mute and unmute your line actually using the conference center controls. So again, I am about to unmute everybody. So if you want to use the controls to mute your line, you can hit star 6. And then if you want to engage in conversation, you can hit star 7 to take yourself off mute. I myself prefer just to use my mute button on my phone because I know where that button is and I know how to use it. So that's my suggestion for everybody else. So you can take a moment, maybe find that mute button, put your line on mute. That would be wonderful. And then here in just a moment, I'll release the mute master that I have on right now. With that, the other thing that's really important here is that you can't put our call on hold. If you put our call on hold, then what happens is your phone's hold music comes across the line, and we get to hear all about your health plan and how we should get a flu shot and all of those awesome things. And then I'll have to find your line and potentially disconnect it in order to stop that disruption. So if you do need to step away from the call, simply keep us on mute, set the phone down. We'll never be the wiser. Please don't put us on hold. Finally, this is a discussion, so we're counting on everybody here on the line to really speak up and engage. And if you are comfortable using the chat, that's completely fine. I'll be monitoring that chat. And so we'll be able to address any questions or concerns folks have if they're not quite comfortable speaking up on the phone. Totally appropriate. And if you need to get my attention for any technical support or issues, you can feel free to raise your hand at any time, and I will reach out to you individually via the chat to see what I can do for help. So with that, those are all the housekeeping items. So again, this is Kristen Rodriguez with the Health Plan Alliance. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. So this is that last warning. Go ahead and find your mute button and go ahead and mute yourself. That way we're not hearing any of that background noise. Here we go.
The conference has been unmuted.
All right. And I'm getting an echo. Let's see if we can figure out where that echo is coming from. Okay, I think we're all set up here now. So again, this is Kristen Rodriguez with the Health Plan Alliance, and wanted to provide some background for the folks who may just be dialing in as to, you know, what exactly is the goal of this call. So this call has been set up at the request of some Health Plan Alliance members who recently attended our risk management value visit that we hosted in September in Dallas. And that value visit's agenda focused on some key areas, particularly risk management, compliance, privacy and security, and with a little bit of special attention on cybersecurity. And the group that was gathered there included Chief Information Security Officers, Chief Information Officers, Chief Compliance Officers. We had privacy leaders and security leaders, as well as a number of folks that deal within those groups in terms of data management and system management. And they voiced that having the opportunity to come together and just raise issues with one another more than once a year at a value visit would be really beneficial. And so we said, okay, great. We'll schedule a kickoff call and kind of talk through what those calls might look like, the desired frequency of those calls, and also be sure that we're targeting the right peer group, right, that we're really making sure that we're positioning it so that we have the right folks around the table. So it looks like today we have about 9 folks on the call with me, so that's a manageable group. So what I'd like to do is actually suggest that we kind of go around the room, so to speak, and allow everyone the opportunity to introduce yourself to the group. Let us know who you are, what organization you're with. If you have colleagues with you, we'd love to be introduced to them as well, whoever's in the same room listening. And maybe if there's a particular item that you're kind of intrigued about, you know, if there's something that you're really hoping we might cover at this call or additional calls coming up, sharing that. Or if you have questions for the group that you want to go ahead and just throw out there for folks, that's great. We can certainly leverage today to actually get into some content if folks want to do that. So I do have a list of some folks who've dialed into the visual. I can see that not everyone has dialed into the visual. That's completely fine. If you're on the audio only, you're not missing anything. There's just a housekeeping slide up right now. But I do have the names of the people who are in the visual because you all had to log in. So I'm going to go ahead and just start calling people out and ask you to speak up and introduce yourself to the group. So, Stephanie, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, my name is Stephanie Blue. I'm the Regulatory Compliance Officer for Alliant Health Plans. I did not attend the value visit. However, our IT and security risk manager did, and she suggested that I at least dial in and participate and see what's going on today.
And we're thrilled to have you, Stephanie. And I'll bet you that's Renee, who I think is also dialed in on today's call. Renee, are you with us?
Yes.
I am. So as Stephanie was saying, I'm an IT security and risk manager with the Health One Alliance.
Great, thank you. And let's see, I know that there's an echo happening. Hold on here.
The conference has been muted.
All right, gang. So I had to mute all the lines, and I'll tell you why. So somebody who's listening on the call has their computer speaker on and also is working with their phone. And so we have feedback going on. I have no way of knowing who that is. So unfortunately, what that means is I can't open up the lines. So if there's anyone on the line that you kind of figured out, oh, wait, that was me, and you want to chat and to let me know that you've muted the computer, then I can try turning the mute off. But I don't want to have that echo coming across. It's really disruptive for all of us. So unfortunately, what we're going to need to do is when you want to speak up on the call, you do have to use your keypad now to mute and unmute, which can be a little bit frustrating. So take a breath. We're all going to embrace technology as best we can here. So when I call out your name to introduce yourself as we continue going around the room here, and or if you want to engage in the conversation, then all you'll do is on your keypad, you'll hit *6. That'll turn off the mute on your line. So *6 to unmute, *7. *7 to unmute your line, *6 to mute, *7 and *6. It's up there on the visual. Okay, here we go, technology. So we heard from Stephanie, we heard from Renee. Both of those folks are with Alliance, one of our members. Member organizations, and it looks like we had regulatory compliance and we had our IT security folks. So two really important roles when we talk about some of these topics represented from Alliance. Michelle Christman, are you with us on the audio? You'll hit *7 to speak up.
Yes, we are here.
Fabulous. So Michelle, why don't you go and introduce yourself to the group and if you have other folks with you in the room?
Okay. All right. Michelle Christman. I am the Director of Compliance for Avera Health Plans, and we were not at the value meeting. However, we're just undergoing our major state division of insurance audit, and they're asking a lot of questions and about security, and so we thought that this was a good time to participate in this activity as well. And then I also have couple other people, and I'll let them introduce themselves as well.
Hi, this is Barry Facio. I'm the IT manager here at Avera Health Plans.
And this is Jim Hansen. I'm the information security officer for Avera Health.
Well, we're thrilled to have your team there. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. And, yeah, I think that's a great call out is, you know, when you're going through the audits, particularly with your individual states, a lot of those audits are paying much more attention to security issues than they have in previous years. And when folks are looking at enterprise risk management and doing their ORSA submissions, a lot of those are starting to include those elements as well. So it's really getting some teeth in it, you know, whereas before it might have been more of an attestation exercise. Now it's a lot more comprehensive. Are there any particular call-outs that you guys are finding that, that maybe were a little surprising or required more robust documentation than maybe you had anticipated or had to do in the past?
It seemed like a number of areas, just a much deeper dive in regards mm-hmm. to the questions and the detail. In the past, it's been more of a, how do you do this? Now it's a, how do you do it? And show me that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Some of the penetration testing, they're wanting to see that, and your backup systems and all those details.
I think those are great calls. I'm sorry, my big pause here is because I'm jotting down some notes here while you guys are chit-chatting, so I appreciate your patience as I'm jotting and pausing.
And I think, you know, the other thing that I would add, too, mm-hmm. is that they're asking about risk assessments, and so that's another big area where we need to put more emphasis on as well.
In terms of how you guys are identifying and categorizing your own risks?
And just even conducting a risk assessment, yes, and then mm-hmm. and then where are you reporting your risk assessments and what you're doing with the results of your risk assessment and any follow-up action plans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even inclusive of the vendors you're utilizing and you know assessing their risk since they have your data.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, all of these were topics that got some airtime when we were together in September for sure, particularly the vendor piece. And so if you guys haven't already, I would encourage you and anyone else on the call who didn't attend the September value visit because of, you know, scheduling or travel requirements. And you know, all the materials are there and available for download. We also have podcasts of the session. So if there's one particular session where the presentation deck looks really good and you know, you really would like to listen to the session, then we do have the audio as well so that you can actually hear the conversation from the presenters. So that's just a call out for everybody on the line. That's on the event calendar. If you go to the September month on our event calendar on our website and find that meeting, then all the materials are all linked there in the resource tab. So just want to call that out for everybody. But I think that moving forward, these topics are going to continue to be really timeful and really meaningful for folks. And so I think that opportunity to hear what other states are doing and if plans have developed, you know, their own processes that they're willing to discuss or share, then that's really great for everybody. Melissa Borelli, are you with us on the audio?
Oh, there. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Hi. I'm a Director of Compliance with Western Health Advantage, and under compliance, we have privacy.
Welcome, Melissa. We're thrilled to have you.
Thank you.
Particular areas of interest or topics that you're kind of thinking about as you joined the call today?
No, pretty open. There are a lot of things that we're interested in, so I'm here to soak it in and learn more. And I mean, I would say we're pretty much interested in everything. So.
Sure. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well, let's see. We have Kenneth Bernard. Want to hit *7 to unmute your line. No, Kenneth? Okay. Joan, are you with us on the audio? You'll want to hit *7 to come off mute.
Oh. Can I still have my turn?
Yes, you can still have
so
your turn.
So I had double
How
mute. So the deal was my phone, my own mute was on, and then I *7. So I was talking
to myself.
You were
double protected there. I love it.
Double protected. All right. I wouldn't want to interrupt your teleconference. So I'm sorry to jump in. So abruptly, but this is Ken Bernard. I am the VP of IT for Health New England. I did attend the September value mm-hmm. visit in Dallas, as did our Director of Compliance, Jay Rio. I have no idea if he's on the call or not. I forgot to check with him. But so we were there, and there was some good discussion, and anxious to continue some of those discussions. Personally, I'm hoping to have a sort of a collective resource when it comes time to write policies and procedures. It's always a lot of fun to write them from scratch. I had to write a procurement policy recently, an IT procurement policy, and I pretty much had no idea what I was doing and couldn't find a template to model in that. So the ability to share those kinds of policies and procedures, I think, is an easy value add that we can do as a group.
I think it's a fantastic, fantastic call out, Ken. Thanks so much. And so obviously I have to ask the first question, which is, would you be willing to share your IT procurement policy with folks?
I wouldn't be proud of it, but sure.
So that'll be something that I can send to everybody who registered today. So just a call out as an action item that I can send in a follow-up email. We do have a link on the website, and it's behind your member login, so it's not publicly available. It's only for folks that are shareholders or partners within the alliance, where you're able to very quickly upload any resources that you think are interesting to your alliance peers. So I'll send that link to this group, and I think what Ken called out is a great one. If you have policies and procedures around compliance, privacy, security, information security, I think that that this is a forum where certainly, you know, your peers definitely appreciate that. So you would upload the file. You just include some brief information about it so that we understand what it is, and we can place it in our knowledge library and kind of catalog it appropriately. And then that becomes a resource that your fellow peers can download, and we can tag it with some of these areas of interest so that folks can find it. So I'll send that link out to folks and encourage anybody that if you have these policies that you're willing to share, then that's a really great call out. And I agree with Ken. It's a big help when you don't have to start from scratch.
Right. And I'll send it under the conditions that you realize I'm not promoting this as a model. I'm asking for help.
we'll be sure to put that in the description. Like, don't do what Ken
right.
did. It's just here.
Yeah, don't do this.
Ideas.
It's a good example. Don't do this. Thank you.
Okay, are there other topics, though, like thinking about, I know we did some brainstorming when we were together in September. Were there other topics that you felt like a standing call? You know, what was it about that particularly was intriguing to you?
I don't remember. It's a long time ago, and I don't remember too much, although I know that we're in the midst of, someone mentioned risk assessment, and I think it's still very subjective, the degree of granularity and the approach and the quantitative framework for risk assessment. So I think sharing those things would be a good idea as well.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the approach that different plans are taking and the tools that they have in place.
Right. I mean, we've done several, we're just wrapping up having a third party come in and help us with a HIPAA risk assessment, and
mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen it yet, so I haven't seen the report yet. But in my mind, as an IT guy, always the question of what granularity to go to, it just intrigues me. You know, technically, some of the wording says we have to take every asset we own. Well, you know, we own thousands of assets, so take
mm-hmm.
every asset and apply a risk assessment to each and every individual asset, and that just seems silly. So then
yeah.
you start to generalize to some degree, and where is that sweet spot of generalizing where you're doing it's too high a level versus it's just kind of silly at the lowest possible granularity. So when I think of risk assessment, I always struggle a bit with granularity.
Yeah. I wonder, just to pause on this topic for just a moment, because now we do have, looks like we have 14 folks who've joined us now on this call. If folks have a reaction to what Ken just shared, you know, doing those assessments and trying to ascertain, you know, at what point do you do an overview, and then when you want to go deep, how deep do you go? Where does it make sense? Where is it helpful? Where does it add value? So we'd love to hear if anybody has any reaction to that. And remember, you do have to hit *7 in order to speak up on the line.
And take your own phone off mute.
Yeah, if you're double protected. See, that's why I hate that mute thing, man, because that star seven is like a big barrier, right? Everybody's like, wait, how do I come off mute? And they just don't do it. It's like we're scared of it. I'm so sorry, gang. Oh, so sad. All right. Well, Ken, I'm really glad that you're here. Really grateful that you attended the meeting and came back for more. So that's great.
Thanks. I do have to drop early. I apologize, but you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. No worries.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Let's see. So, Joan, are you with us on the line? Are you able to hit star seven to unmute?
I think so. Can
well
you hear
done.
Me?
Absolutely. Welcome.
So I'm Joan Napsiger. I am with IU Health Plans. Was not at the value visit. We are part of IU Health, and much of what we do from a security standpoint, you know, is kind of driven by IU Health, which in some respects is very helpful. And because we have last year we had a new executive director of IS Security, and he's a lot tougher than previous, so it's been a learning experience. And so I just am here to glean as much as I can from other people and other organizations and learn whatever I can. And as I get more familiar with what everybody's doing, you know, give our perspective and what assistance I might have.
Sure. Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. Joan, what's your role at IU?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am, for the health plan only, I'm the information security manager. And as part of that, I chair our privacy committee, which rolls up to our compliance committee.
Great.
All within the health plan.
And you work really closely with the system side, from what you said. So you report up to a system leader, is that right?
No, I do not personally. We are somewhat independent. IU Health, just to kind of maybe explain that a little bit, IU Health Systems, we have 16 hospitals, and just this year they created a single entity they created an ACE. And the health plan, because we have different HIPAA requirements, we do have to maintain some separation. And any vendors that we have to have a separate BAA. We cannot use the health systems because of the requirements. But as it happens, the president of the health plan also is the CIO for the organization.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're part of it, but we're separate.
Sure. I've heard of the health plan leader, you know, also having a system role, but I've never heard of it being the CIO role. That is super interesting. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that was his he was previously with a health plan at one point as the CEO and had been our CIO for the system CIO for a couple years and took on the health plan last year.
Nice.
No, early this year. Early this year. It's still 2017.
It is. I know. Barely.
The nice thing for me in trying to, you know, work with everyone within our organization on security and privacy is he has greater interest in it than previous administration. So get a lot of support for efforts that the Compliance and Privacy Committee tries to put forth.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Joan. All right. Jeremy, are you on the audio with us? Can you hit star 7 and come off mute for us?
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Going okay. How are you?
Good. This is my first ever attending.
Wow. Okay. So welcome. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to the group?
you know, planning on being quiet and just listening to see what actually gets involved. So I am the IT director at Medical Associates here in Dubuque, Iowa. We are a very large multi-specialty clinic, about 180 providers, and then we have our own health plan that has about 40,000 lines. So I am the IT is the over the company, the whole organization, not one umbrella or the other. It's over everything. And I report to the clinic's CFO.
Now, Jeremy, is this one of those things where your title's IT director, but because of this business model, in fact, that means that you own, you know, X and X and X and X, like this privacy fall in your bucket as well as cybersecurity and all these other things, or is there a piece of that and you collaborate with other individuals?
I own pretty much everything. I am the security officer. We do have a compliance risk officer in both companies, but I am the security officer. But pretty much everything else rolls up to me for everything.
Gotcha.
So I play the, you know, the CT, the CI, the whatever every other company has, that's me as the IT director.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so you want to be quiet. So you don't want me to put you on the spot and ask you what topics are interesting?
Well, on the spot is fine. I mean, what the prior – terrible with names because I just started, but the person that was talking about the risk assessment and stuff, I do those, and I've had arguments with the OCR about those, and they're like, every time you make a change in IT, you have to go to an end-to-end assessment. I go, are you out of your mind? I said, you know how many changes we make? They are vetted, and they are approved, and we have a tracking system of what we're doing and why, but I cannot do, I mean, I don't have 10 people on staff just to do risk assessments every day. I mean, that is bonkers. So they didn't really like to hear that, but we have a difference of opinion. Yeah, exactly. I don't know about you, but this is just another, my other phone ringing. Does everybody else have, like, every vendor in the world trying to call you and email you for 5 to 10 minutes of your time? Because I can't stand it. I do not have 10 minutes, 50 people every hour wanting time. I feel like I'm, you know, not being compliant, but when you don't, when you have a job.
I think that's simple. You don't answer outside phone calls.
Yeah.
Unless it's Kristen.
I got them all going
unless
to my
this,
right?
Unless it's Health Plan Alliance, you don't answer the phone.
That's right. Just
have them all going
they'll leave a phone mail. If they're really important, they'll leave a phone mail.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I delete those too. Actually, I did a survey.
Look, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. I know, right? You guys it's like, I have ideas. I
sent out a survey not that long ago, and when you get so much spam and garbage email, you delete and you delete. And then I got one and said, hey, you actually have to fill this out. And I went, oh, crap, I missed something that was important. Not on purpose. I'm sorry. So,
yeah, that it totally means. Happens. Yeah, I think that was probably my survey, actually. let's see. Now, I know we have a few other folks on the line as well. So let me see. I think we have I know I have others. You know what? I don't think I have any other names on my list, but I know we have other people on the audio. So this is that awkward part where we might talk over each other a little bit, but don't worry, we're all going to get through it. We're all friends. So whoever's the fastest person to hit *7, can you introduce yourself to the group and let us know your role at your organization?
Hi, this is Ali Dalgar. I'm the CIO at Western Health. And I have Sada Bridget. She is our information security officer.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Susan Son. I'm the Chief Information Officer at MetroPlus Health Plan.
Hi, Susan. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Hi. I was at the value visit. It was very helpful.
I have
great.
Noticed about this about Kristen. I have tried to bring another up to other calls.
All right. Do we have others in the line that haven't had a chance to say hello yet?
This is Annette Marquez from Health Alliance Plan.
Hi, Annette. Nice to hear your voice again, too.
Hi there. So I'm the Chief Information Officer. I agree with the comments on the risk. They're asking for a lot more of that information. And I wasn't at the value visit, but we are going to be we do a SOC 2 Type 1 audit, but we're going to be doing a SOC 2 Type 2, which gets way more into the security area. So always interested to see if other people are doing similar things, because we're getting those requests from our employer groups now to have SOC audits done and not a Type 1. So I don't know if others have the same challenge.
Annette, forgive me because I'm the layperson on the line. The acronym you're using, is it SOC 2 or SOC 2? Can you give me the
yeah.
name of the letters?
Yeah, SOC, SOC.
Got it. Okay, I was hearing it right. Okay, great. Any comments for Annette on SOC 2 audits? Anyone else doing those? From the employer groups, too. Interesting. Okay. All right. Was anyone else in the line that hadn't had a chance to say hello yet? All right. Well, I trust that folks will say hello as they join. Again, just going to mention the little housekeeping item one more time. If you are sitting on mute and you're kind of feeling like I'm confused on how to get myself off mute here, it's not immediately obvious. You hit *7 to come off mute. And then also, if for whatever reason it's just not working for you, because that happens, there's a button at the top of your screen for those of you on the audio, and that button there, you can raise your hand, and that flags my screen to let me know that stuff is not working for you. So I'm watching that and standing by here to help. So we have a half hour left to us, and I have one project idea that I pledged I would pitch to this group. Unfortunately, Jess wasn't able to join us. She was at the September meeting, and for those of you who were there, you'll remember that Network Health Plan gave a really great presentation, right? It was Jess and Manny, and they talked through how security and privacy, you know, partner together at Network and how they're working through to build a really strong security and privacy kind of infrastructure and foundation. And so we have a project pitch from her that I'll do my best to talk through and ask for reactions from folks from the line. And then after that, for today, I don't think we'll dive really deep into any one particular topic. And instead, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what do we want to do next? Do we want a standing call? And then if we do, what the right frequency is? Is it monthly? Is it every 6 weeks? That kind of thing. And then finally, when we do standing calls, I have a couple of best practices that tend to work best for other groups, and I can share those really briefly and see how that resonates with this group. So first, the project pitch. So for those of you who operate in Medicare Advantage, you may already be aware of a project that we do with our Medicare Advantage plans every year. The Medicare Advantage plans are required to have an external auditor come in and do an audit on their Medicare Advantage audit program, right? So it's a validation that the actual like program audit itself makes sense and works. And most plans pay a vendor to do that. They have a consultant come in. They pay anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, and the consultant goes through and does it's basically a desktop audit. And they pick out all the things that don't really work well, and then they fix it. And then they send, you know, an attestation to CMS letting them know they did the audit, all's well in the world. Well, what we set up is that our health plans actually partner together, and they audit each other. And that meets that criteria for CMS. We follow their audit instructions, and so our process is in alignment with their expectations. And of course, our health plans don't charge each other, so we save our members all of that money, and it is a requirement. So what Jess proposed is a similar program on the privacy program. Now, my understanding is that this audit's not one that's required by CMS in the same way. It may be perhaps that different states have different requirements, but for the most part, it would be an opportunity for plans to really establish best practices and then to offer suggestions to one another on, you know, how they think there may be opportunity for improvement in their programs. And there would also be an opportunity for those who are auditing other plans' privacy programs to take away some best practices, perhaps. So the ask here is whether or not that sounds interesting. to this group. I think we have a few folks on the line that serve as a privacy officer. We may have folks who don't serve as a privacy officer per se, but maybe partner with them. So there's kind of a couple different elements here, right? So one is this the right peer group? If most of the people on this call are shaking their head at me, like, why are you asking me this question? This is not my job. Then that's definitely a good indicator that this is probably a different conversation for a different set of people. If this is the right peer group and it's just a question of figuring it out, mapping it, then we would need a few volunteers that would be willing to do a work group. We would meet separately and actually map out, like, what would this program look like? What is it that we're all committing to do? How much time does it take? Do we develop a template? That kind of stuff. And that'll take us a while to do. That'll be something that we work on for the better part of 2018. If we do want to move forward with it, we have a value visit on the books for 2018 that's very similar in scope to the one we did in September. So it's going to be risk management, compliance, privacy, and security. And that event is slotted for August 7th, 8th, and 9th in San Francisco. So it's really hot in August, except in San Francisco. So it'll be a really great venue, a really great event to go to. So even if you're not interested in that work group, I would definitely encourage you to write down those dates and plan on joining us for that value visit, because it's a great, great meeting. And that work group would definitely meet during part of that time. So let me pause there and ask for reactions. We talk about privacy program, audits, and some kind of work group where you would get another health plan to look at your privacy program and give you feedback on where they think it could be better. Does that sound like a good idea? Does it sound like a terrible idea? What do you guys think?
So this is Annette. I don't know if I'm still on mute or not.
Nope, you sound great, Annette.
Okay, so that is very intriguing. And did people really take advantage of it on the Medicare side? Because I feel like, I mean, sometimes bringing somebody in to actually do it would save us time. So I would want to make sure that the other health plan was getting the value out of it. But I think that's kind of intriguing. I don't, privacy doesn't report to me, but it's an opportunity where we can learn from each other, even in a very different fashion.
Yeah, I appreciate that feedback. And it's always hard to be the first person to say what they think about it, right? So on the MA one, absolutely. It's actually a really popular program. I think we have in our membership right now, I'm going to have to get a new number, but I think it's 36 of our 49 members operate in Medicare Advantage market. It may be 37 or it may be 35, but I'll go with 36. And I think we have 24 plans that do that program. So we have 24 plans that we, this last year, that we paired up, and they did an audit on one another on their MA program audit. I don't remember offhand if HAP is one of those plans. Sarah Neese runs that program on our team's side. But it is a really popular program. It does save the plans a lot of money. So my hope would be that, you know, we would get a similar kind of participation rate in something like this. Although, because it's not a requirement in the same way, it may be a little bit of a lesser rate. Now, I know we have a couple privacy officers on the phone. So, privacy officers, come on, folks. What do you guys think?
This is Michelle from Avera Health Plans. We're not in Medicare Advantage at this point, but anything that we could participate in to have an external review of our privacy program would be great.
Thank you, and I probably should clarify that it would be open to any plan, right? Sorry. So the example I gave was our MA program audit program, which happens to apply to Medicare Advantage. This one would be global, right? If you have a privacy program, I hope you all have a privacy program, then you can participate in this work group. So, Michelle, I'm just going to pick on you a little bit more because you were brave enough to come off mute. So is there anything about that proposal, that very high level of, you know, you would audit another plan, they would audit you? Is there anything about that you think could potentially blow up, or anything about it that you're particularly interested in? Like, oh, I would really want them to look at this.
I think that, you know, wanting to make sure that our policies are in place as they're supposed to be, almost taking the OCR guidelines And if you were the OCR and taking that big manual and walking through the documents that you have, and you know, whether it be your policies and procedures,
mm-hmm.
or audit logs or reporting, whatever, to make sure that if we were to have an OCR audit, that we would not have any significant findings.
Thank you. So helpful. That's a really great call out, to call out the OCR guidelines. I hadn't thought about actually using that as our parameter, but that's a fantastic idea. And I'm thinking it could be a desk audit, right? Where we're just sending materials over versus anything more.
Yeah, I think we could. I mean, right now our state audit, so much of that is, I mean, they're here on site, but much of what we do is send them documents for their review.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. Other comments from folks? I want to hear from at least one more person. So star 7 to unmute, and then I promise I'll let us move on to the next topic. So, Joan, you chair the privacy committee over at IU. What do you think about this idea?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. I think it's a good idea. When I say I chair the privacy committee, I'm not the privacy officer. And so I would certainly want to kind of run it past her and
sure.
see what her thoughts were as far as, because I've not participated in any Health Plan Alliance events or anything,
mm-hmm.
so I'm kind of unfamiliar with how that all would work. We're currently doing a risk assessment on our program audit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea what, and we're using an external vendor. I'm kind of solo as far as within the health plan, and we are different than the health system. I'm kind of would be interested in how other organizations do manage it, because we're just different than the rest of the system.
Yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting element, which is for the privacy program in particular, there usually is a really tight connection between our parent systems and our health plans. You know, we have, gosh, 80% of our membership are our provider-owned plans, and so what that looks like can definitely fluctuate, you know, depending on the nature of that relationship, how big the system is, et cetera. I think that's a really good call-out. I appreciate that feedback. So I think this will be something that, you know, Jess and I will continue to explore, and likely we'll do an outreach to folks that, you know, that we think we can grab on a different call to kind of brainstorm that. I would say if anybody, you know, maybe didn't want to quite speak up in front of the group, but you have feedback, especially, frankly, if you have bad feedback, like this is a terrible idea, let me tell you why, I would really love to hear that. So if anybody has really strong thoughts one way or another, I definitely want to know if I'm barking up the wrong tree, right? So feel free to reach out to me directly if you prefer that versus sharing your thoughts over the call. You can email me directly or you can call me directly. And I'll, as I said, I'm sending a follow-up email to the group following the call anyway, so you'll have my contact information from that. So with that, I will stop torturing everyone and let us move on to another topic, because we have a lot of CIOs on the call. So I'm going to call it another value visit for the CIOs that are on the call. We have a value visit that we are designing especially for you. And if you're in IT, report up to your CIO or some related, you know, entity. Our next value visit that's really designed for this peer group is our February value visit. It's August 7th, 8th, and 9th. Let me make sure I get my February dates right. It's February 7th, 8th, and 9th, also fun coincidence. We're in Salt Lake City in Utah, and that event is IT and operations, and I believe an email just went out this morning to folks with these areas of interest selected. So hopefully you all got that email today. And I just really want to underscore that the hotel preferred rate, that rate stopped the very first week of January. So I really encourage folks to get your registration in and get your hotel room booked before you kind of disappear for the holidays. And that way you're able to take advantage of that preferred room rates and get your flight booked and everything, because February really comes fast once we get back from the new year. So please don't delay. If you're planning on attending that event, please definitely take a minute to register and get your hotel room booked. So, again, February 7th, 8th, and 9th, there's a link to that event right on our homepage. So now that I've done that commercial break, for the groups on the line that deal with, you know, the IT portion of this, right? So we're talking about security and privacy and IT. That's kind of the glue that makes it all work in many ways. And when we talked at the meeting in September about this group coming together, right? I think the idea of coming together was really to dig into a lot of these challenges with, you know, your peer group, and to kind of have that space just to be able to ask questions as they come up. And bounce ideas off each other, and then also kind of get a sense of, well, who could I follow up with individually if I want to really dive deep into any particular topic. So with that in mind, we thought, okay, maybe we'll do a standing call, and that call, you know, won't really have a set presentation per se. It'll have a theme maybe or something like that. So what do we think in terms of that idea? Are folks really excited about that idea? Are they willing to commit to, you know, a standing call that's at a particular time frame? Obviously, if I schedule a call but nobody comes, then it's not really a great call. So what are people thinking? What's going to help you here?
So this is Annette again. I would like a standing call, but if we could figure out how to put a topic out in advance, that way I may have team members that join.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be more special.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in terms of frequency, Annette, what kind of makes the most sense for you when you think about your schedule and your workload? You know, would that something that you would want to have every month, or would you want to do more like maybe once every 6 weeks, once every other month?
6 weeks to every other month. If we can make it maybe even seasonally specific, you know what I mean? I know sometimes with open enrollment coming up, if there's things that are specific to open enrollment, I don't know, like you said, having topics in advance would definitely be helpful.
Sure. No, it makes that's a great call out, I think. Other comments from the group in terms of frequency or the way that we pull topics together?
This is Jeremy. I would be good with every other month.
Okay.
And with canned topics, again, to bring the right folks in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, this is Ali. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So I thought that in the past you had said that you may send out some survey. I think a survey would be helpful to see what topics that we can select. And then if we know in advance, you know, what type of topic is going to be discussed during the call, that would be great, too.
Ali, that's a great call out, Ali. Thanks for reminding me about that. Yeah, we did just complete an IT survey, which I know a lot of the plans are on the call today. So some of the folks on this call actually did that survey, and, man, boy, was that a big survey, right, Susan? That thing took 30 minutes, I'm sure. But it was really rich, lots of good topics. So I think using that to kind of come up with a list of, you know, where we see a lot of folks indicated this is a pain point or this is an area of interest, that's a really great call out for sure to complement what Annette was just saying about seasonal applicability. Thank you. Okay. So from those few folks who've spoken up thus far, what I'm kind of hearing is that maybe every other month is probably the right frequency. We don't need to get crazy yet, right? And then, you know, using what we already know, right? There's some things that are pretty cyclical. And then we also just did this really big survey where we can pull a lot of topic ideas so that you're able to know in advance, should I pull in my colleague? You know, we kind of think about, well, what might I bring to discussion? And that way you're kind of coming with a sense of what we're going to be talking about that time. And you can kind of pick and choose which ones are really interesting for you. Anything any other folks would want to add in terms of color on how these might look for them? And the last point that I'll raise on this is, from my perspective, the overarching theme of what this standing call would be on that intersection, right? So it's privacy, security, and IT. So there might be a month where we're really talking about cybersecurity and really digging into that, and then there might be a call where, you know, we're talking about, you know, a risk assessment, right? And that's what we're going to talk about. And so it can be very granular, or it may be more of an overarching theme where folks are talking through particular vendor choices or, you know, who knows. So from my perspective, those are the peer groups that I would attempt to really pull in is privacy, security, and IT. Would love validation if that sounds right, or if folks are feeling like, well, maybe not so much this group, maybe that's a different group because we don't really overlap that much. Any feedback on that? And the next time we'll make sure that the audio is working better so that nobody's on mute, because I'm getting nervous. You guys aren't talking to me.
So I just have things to say. Sorry, this is Annette again. The only thing, I know there's a lot of overlap with security and IT, less so with privacy. I know there's still an overlap, but that's just my opinion. We definitely interact more with security team than we do privacy, though we certainly are involved in that as well.
Thanks, Annette. Great call out. Yeah, I know the privacy and compliance folks really, really overlap, and the security and IT really, really overlap, but then that little connector there is probably not quite as much. I think that's really helpful because it might be that it's actually like two different peer groups, right? Like maybe we do compliance and security stuff, and of course you guys will hear about it, so if it's something that you're really interested in, of course you'd be welcome on the call. And then vice versa, right? We could do one that's a little bit more tightly focused on security and IT. So that way maybe we have the right group of people on the phone and they're not feeling like, oh, this isn't actually the right call for me, right? That's really helpful. All right. So we have about 7 minutes left to us today. So then let me just share what I think this might look like from an execution perspective and what you guys could expect as next steps here. So what I'll be doing then is I'll be blocking out on the Health Plan Alliance webinar calendar some kind of preset dates, and I'll get those up on the calendar before the end of this calendar year. And so that way you can look ahead to see, oh, when are these scheduled? Let me go ahead and block these on my calendar, and that way, you know, I'm aware they're coming. And then as we get closer to the events, so say, you know, if something's within, you know, 8 weeks away, that kind of thing, that'll be about the time that I'll start looking through for topics, right? So we'll have a sense of what the theme of that call is going to be, but then we can start tightening it up as we get closer. And that'll give you the opportunity to reassess, okay, do I really want to go to this one, or is it not quite a topic that's, you know, really important to me right now? And or instead of me, maybe it's my colleague that really needs to go to this one. So it'll give you that opportunity to do that. And the way that we'll be doing that is we do have our online discussion forums, and those are a great tool that I'll utilize to send out kind of a discussion thread starter, right? So it's really just reminding folks, you know, we have this call scheduled right now. This is, you know, kind of the theme that we've spotted for this call. These are some of the potential discussion questions we might put forward. Does anybody have any alternatives, right, things that are actually more timely? Maybe there was a new regulation that just dropped. Maybe there's breaking news, you know, on some finding or something like that that folks really want to dig into, right? Or perhaps a plan, you know, just got tapped for an audit and they actually really love the opportunity to put a call out to their peers. You know, does anybody have any templates for this or that kind of thing? then that discussion forum thread will give folks an opportunity to reply with those ideas, topic suggestions, or to raise their hand and say, you know what, I'm perfectly willing to kind of lead off the discussion with what I know about this topic because, you know, we've got a lot of deep expertise here on it. So you would be able to see that discussion thread and get a sense of what that call is going to look like if you're opted in to the online discussion forum. And you have two options to do that. In your people profile with the Health Plan Alliance website, we have two email deliverable frequency options. That was a mouthful. You can elect to get automatic alerts, which is anytime anyone posts, you get an immediate email to let you know. Or if that just sounds like way too many emails, then you can opt into a daily digest, which just rolls it all up for you. So if you want to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of it, but you don't want so many emails, then you can opt into just that one email a day. And then if you just scan that email, then you'll have a sense of, okay, here's where that call is going. Here's the questions and the topics people are starting to pull together. And then through the automatic alert, you do have that option of replying to the thread and contributing your own thoughts. The digest gives you a link to do that via our portal. And finally, I did already mention that, you know, one other vehicle that's available to you at any time, you don't have to wait for a call, is, you know, if you're developing some type of template or policy procedure and you think to yourself, man, this would probably be helpful to other people who are in IT and security, then you can upload that to the site at any point, right? And it joins our knowledge library and we'll catalog it. And then, of course, we can highlight those on these calls as well and let folks know, you know, what resources people have contributed. So that, I think, is probably the one action item that really came out of today's call is, you know, just underscoring, you know, what Ken pointed out, which is that something that many of our Alliance members find helpful is our Knowledge Center. We have something around the area of 5,000 assets in the Knowledge Center, everything from sample job descriptions all the way through policies and procedures, you know, contract templates, risk assessment tools, all kinds of things. And so you're welcome to contribute to that at any time, and your colleagues, of course, really appreciate it. And then, of course, we encourage you to go check that out and do a search yourself, because oftentimes if you're trying to develop something, chances are another Health Plan Alliance member has already built it. And you can leverage what they've done, you know, to make it your own. And the discussion forum is a great tool to ask for those. So if you don't find what you're looking for, then you can always put a question out in the discussion forum and say, hey, I'm trying to find a template for this. Has anybody got one? And most of the time, you can find a fellow member who's willing to share it. So I don't have any other items for today's call, and we do just have 3 minutes left to us. Does anybody have any final comments or questions or feedback if they want to share with the group before we wrap up for the day? All right. Well, hearing none, then I'll go ahead and set you all free. When you exit the visual for the six of you that are on the visual, please note that there's a exit survey. It's one question. It's just a place where you can put some feedback. So if you had ideas or thoughts and just didn't want to speak up on the line, that's a great way that you can very quickly just type those thoughts in there, and we do review those, and I can take those and, you know, add those to my takeaway items from here. And then for those of you who are on the audio only and don't have that survey option, if you do have feedback, good, bad, or indifferent, please do send me an email. It's incredibly helpful. The purpose of all of this activity is to support you all. And so the better I understand what you need and what you don't need, what you're not interested in, the better we're able to really use our resources and make sure that we're supporting all of you. So with that, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. We're pretty close to the weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you all again very soon and hopefully see you at one of these upcoming value visits that we have in the works. So thanks so much for your time, everybody.
Thank you.